I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
5:15, the quarter after 5 to Paris, the 15:17.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Right, yes. Yeah. All right, Clint Eastwood.
This is one of his late career where he takes an historical event and then retells it. He did it best with Sully. Of course, he had Tom Hanks. In this new movie, he casts the real heroes and puts them through their own experience again. That's weird.
When you try to recreate their personal lives, you're heading for trouble. I mean, I have enormous respect for film actors because the camera is so unrelenting. I believe that you're asking for trouble for non-actors. When you do the sequence in the plane, I suspect that's fine. These guys will relive that thing with vigor.
I prefer one of these moments where, like in Sully, for instance, at the end of the film, you see the real Sully addressing some of the people that he saved. And that is a really powerful moment. So from everything I've read, these guys are acquit themselves okay in the action scenes, as you said.
Yeah.
But that it's really kind of awkward in other scenes.
And I'm not even sure the other scenes were well scripted. They sound corny.
They sound like they're just trying to build up to this.
Well, why don't we look at non-actors who were in Oscar-winning movies.
Right.
Now, one that will be close to your heart.
Yeah.
1946, The Best Years of Our Lives, uses the double amputee, Harold Russell. He actually got 2 Oscars for that. One of them an honorary Oscar for his courage.
Yeah.
And the other one for supporting actor.
Yeah.
But that movie won Best Movie, beating...
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. I know. It's about the aftermath of World War II. Harold Russell acquits himself quite nicely against some of these really great actors.
Right.
And it does. It lends a sort of realism.
And our thesis is that you can have successful movies with non-supporting actors.
The Bicycle Thief. So we're in that post-war...
Neorealism.
Vittorio De Sica casts these real people.
Yes.
He's a paper hanger, and he needs his bicycle to get around town. It's stolen. The adventure he has with his child, his young son, to retrieve the bike.
One of the best neorealistic movies you'll ever see. He needs the respect of his son. All right, skipping ahead to 1984.
Mm-hmm.
The Killing Fields. We had Hang Noir, former doctor.
Uh-huh.
Had a similar background to the character he plays. And many of these, I'm not hearing them having further roles.
Sometimes it's like a child act. They make a splash and then they disappear.
2012, Beasts of the Southern Wild. The non-actor is Dwight Henry, the bakery owner. And most recently, The Florida Project.
Yeah.
Just this last year had a couple, I think, of non-actors. And Randy, mother, and then the child, the six-year-old.
Yeah.
So, outstanding.
Yeah, she's really great. And then she just... gut punches you at the end of that movie with, I don't know, man. I don't know where she dredged up that emotion from what source she was pulling from.
Right.
But it is really deeply affecting. I oftentimes wonder, this is a weird question, but I often wonder if when children in the service of fiction are acting and they're clearly anguished, if that isn't some sort of weird abuse.
Now, for goodness, where do you come up with that?
What do you mean?
You're the first person in the world ever to talk about abuse of a young actor.
Listen, I'm just happy with the phrase, you're the first person in the world to do anything. So you don't think that when you see a young child and they're just clearly, genuinely anguished about something that you know isn't real, that somebody put them, elicited that out of them? I mean, it's weird, isn't it?
I'd like to think they just have some natural ability and they can mimic mine without feeling. And maybe this is the reason some of them never make it beyond this role.
Yeah.
Because they really don't have the ability to
empathize. It's just strange to me. But this girl, for instance, in the Florida Project, at the end of the movie, only specifically, it seems like hard. Like,
well,
I wonder why they... how they can do that. Anyway.
Well, that's their problem. They're going to have to deal with it.
I just love the fact that this conversation is wrapped around the phrases, this is the first time in the world I've ever heard A, and then the first time in the world I ever heard someone go, they're just going to have to deal with it and wrap it up. Anguished child actors. Yeah. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.